the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir, Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Fade the Noise podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. And yeah, you pissed away all your money on the Masters. And it was a nap unlike any other that I had on Sunday, Lundy, because Jim Nance, with his dulcet tones, just drifted me off to dreamland. And I woke up about 45 minutes later, and I'm like, oh, this thing's over. I don't have to watch it anymore. And I felt very refreshed and revived as a result of it. So thank you, Jim Nance, for being my lullaby on the final round of the Masters. I do want to get in a little early bonus time here on the podcast because I want to make sure that we're getting off on the right foot. So if you lost all your cash on the big golf tournament over the weekend, you didn't earn yourself a green jacket, by all means, let's get back in the green. And I'm going to focus on this Yankees-Toronto Blue Jays game, and I'm going to take the under on Garrett Cole's strikeouts, which is set at 8.5, and the under at minus 140 right now at DraftKings Sportsbook. He had 13 Ks in his first turn against the O's and then turned around against the same Jays club just recently, 5 days ago, and had 8 punch-outs and 5 1/3 innings pitched. Toronto was struck out at a 28.9% clip, but I think 8.5 is a wee bit aggressive for Mr. Cole, so slightly under on that one. And hopefully I'm going to score the W, and hopefully you're going to score a 5 for 5 today as well in the Fade 5.
I like that as a startup. How about a bonus hockey time pick for me?
Yeah,
want to roll with that one? Let's talk about one Cam Atkinson of your Columbus Blue Jackets. Over under on shots on goal for him as they take on the Blackhawks today is 2.5. He has beaten this number in 5 of his last 6 games. He had 4 shots on goal when they played each other on Saturday, and this they have played 7 times this season, and he's done it 6 out of the 7 times.
Wow.
Against Chicago. So it's juiced up just a touch at a minus 139, but give me an over on Cam Atkinson on shots on goal for a little hockey player prop for you as a bonus time.
Yeah, double bonus time to start off on a Monday. Me likey. And look, if you want to get in on the NHL, if you want to get in on any other sport that's out there, upcoming golf tournaments, or the NBA, you need to do so right now at DraftKings Sportsbook. Speaking of the NBA, basketball teams are earning the final month of the regular season as they gear up for the playoffs. While some teams are locks to make the postseason, others are still fighting for their opportunity to chase the trophy this summer. And DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting you in the center of the action with a chance to turn $1 into $100 in free bets. Turning $1 into $100 is simple. Pick any hoops team to win their next game, and if doing so, and they also hit a 3, you bring home $100 in free bets. So all you got to do is hit a 3, or they can win their next game. Turn $1 into $100. That's 100 to 1 odds on your team if you're choosing to hit a 3. They don't even need to win. So even better, you don't even need the W. Just hit a 3 and you score some cash. So here's what you got to do. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use that promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 in free bets. If the basketball team of your choosing hits a triple, that's code FTN to turn $1 into $100 in free bets for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Colorado, New Jersey, Indiana, Pennsylvania residents only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in Indiana. 1-800-9 with it. With that, let's get to this Monday edition of the Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right. Lundy already stormed the ice with a player prop that he is liking in the NHL. Amigo, what else are you stacking your chips on the ice with this evening?
Let's stack with 2 games, shall we?
Ooh.
A little two-game parlay. This one's going to get a little bit interesting. This is me actually looking at the way the schedule shakes out. And we know that with the way the condensed schedule has worked, the fact that they're playing these teams kind of in bunches as they do their travel, we've got a couple of teams that have an opponent that is on a back-to-back. So let's start off here. The LA Kings taking on the Las Vegas Knights. Now, normally, I'd be all over Las Vegas. However, they are on a back-to-back. They won 1-0. Yeah, just 1-0 against Arizona yesterday. So I am going to take the Kings with the puck line. So let's take it at a +1.5. I'm not convinced that LA will, in fact, beat Vegas in this game, but I think the fact that Vegas is coming on a back-to-back, the Kings are not. The Kings are at home. I think this is one where they can keep it close. So I'm going to take them +1.5 on the puck line. And then let's put that together with the lowly San Jose Sharks. Yes, lowly, 6-4 in their last 10, but sitting third from the bottom in the Western Division. They are taking on Anaheim, who is also on the second night of a back-to-back. Anaheim just lost to Colorado yesterday, 4-1. San Jose again at home. So we're going to take San Jose on the money line. We're going to take the Kings +1.5 on a puck line. Turns into a nice, juicy +148.
What I have learned with your NHL selections, Hombre, is that the Sharks are certainly guppies. So every time...
That is very true. So I'm actually going with them this time, believe it or not.
Well, anytime you throw San Jose out there, it's a normal fade. That's why I was a little bit thrown for a loop. But yes! Back, those Sharks are going to be hammerheads today.
Number four.
Moving on, let's stick in the NHL. You already got a two-legger out of the way, but I know you. Always itching for action, total degen, and a guy that's probably going to have a nine-leg parlay open for business about 5 o'clock Mountain Time tonight. What else do you like?
Yeah, let's do another two-leg parlay. This is one very similar to what we were doing last week, and folks, you know I like to talk about these, but I'm going to throw it out here on the pod anyway. Maybe you have been paying attention, and therefore you've already jumped on this. However, we've got two heavy favorites in the NHL tonight on the ice. And I'm going to take both of them, but I'm going to do exactly what we did last week, where we take them on the 60-minute line in order to bring that juice way down. And one of them is the aforementioned Colorado Avalanche. They are back home. They are taking on the Arizona Coyotes. Colorado 5-1-1 on the year against the Yotes. They are back home. So far in the games, Colorado beating Arizona by an average of 2 goals per game. Yes, that's an average of 2 goals
wow.
per game. Carolina is taking on Detroit. The Canes are at home with this one. Interestingly, as bad as Detroit is, Carolina only has a 3-2-1 record against Detroit. However, I like Carolina at home. I like the Avs back at home. But again, heavy favorites, way up into the 200s, 300s in terms of the juice. So we're going to put those two together again on the 60-minute line. And if we do that, we get them up to a +118. So look for the Canes, look for the Avs to both win at home and do so within regulation. And that gets us up into that plus juice on a two-legger at +118.
Oh, hopefully that home cooking is going to score some cold, hard cash.
Number three.
All right, let's move on to our MonkeyKnifeFight.com. Monkey Knife Fight player prop of the day in the NBA. Unfamiliar with MKF? Well, it's a DFS game unlike any other. It's just you against the house and all of your favorite player props across myriad sports. They got the NBA, they got the NHL. The heck, they even got college sports, Major League Baseball as well. Strewing it together in packs of 2 all the way up to 6. The more you hit on the more or less, the over or under on all the stats you're already tracking, the more cash you stuff into your pockets. And use that promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN to score a sweet $5 free play on the house as a new user. Again, FTN is the phrase that pays only at MonkeyKnifeFight.com. And I'm not going to lie to you, Lundy. I absolutely am head over heels in love with this NBA player prop. This is one of my favorites I've seen in a long time, which means this individual is probably going to go out and score a big fat donut in the box score, so fade the noise. But Kelly Olynyk, over 12.5 points against the Phoenix Suns, to me, seems like easy money. It really does. And the evidence points in that general direction. As a member of the Houston Rockets, remember he got dealt right before the trade deadline. He has gone over this number in 7 of his last 9 games, including scoring 21 against Phoenix on April 5th. He is averaging over 30 minutes per contest in his last 6 games. I know what you're thinking. Well, Phoenix is one of the better defensive teams in the NBA, which is certainly true. They're number 5 in adjusted defensive efficiency. But according to the FTN Daily Advanced EVP tool, this is the 3rd best matchup for a stretch big. So Olenek, who's got three consecutive double-doubles, I wouldn't be shocked if he adds a fourth double-double. But for the sake of this exercise, I'm just going to focus on points. Give me the over, 12.5 against the Suns. He is going to be rocking, he's going to be rolling, and he is going to blast off to the money moon, Mr. Olenek. Fade or follow?
Not only am I going to follow, but can I sprinkle in something fun for you,
yeah,
Brad?
Yeah, let's do it.
On DK Sportsbook right now, Kelly Olynyk +340 to get that double-double you just talked about.
No kidding?
That is
all right, I'm in.
That is some serious juice. No, you're exactly right. So the nine games, you brought it up, the nine games since he's been dealt, he's done it all but two. In those other two games, he scored 10 against Phoenix, also doing it from the outside. That game on the fifth, he nailed three triples in that one. I mean, heck, he almost beat this number just between three-pointers and trips to the free throw line. So I think this is, despite Phoenix, despite that defense, I think Olynyk is on a roll, and I think you have got to follow the hot hand. This one, to me, Brad, feels a lot like when you and I were going after Jeremy Grant early in the season.
Yeah.
This one feels that way with the way Olynyk's role has been with the Rockets and the fact that he has had all of these minutes. You said it, over 30 minutes per game. You're out there on the court, good things are going to happen. And to me, a guy averaging those kind of minutes, this is too low. I'm going with you. I'm following. We're taking the over on the points.
And as you were talking, I just fired off a wager on that +340 double-double. Let's go. Let's ride with Kelly Olynyk.
Number two.
All right, let's go to the Major League Baseball diamond. Let's work on a couple of player props there. Now, at tape time, Lundy, this one had not yet populated on DraftKings Sportsbook. So I'm actually pulling this from another book. And also MonkeyKnifeFight.com has the same line. So we'll have to see what it is. And I'd be willing to go up to 6.5 on the over on Freddie Peralta of the Milwaukee Brewers going up against my Chicago Cubs. And we're talking about his strikeouts prop. A lot of the books, it's already at 5.5. We'll see what it is at DraftKings. If it is at 6.5, it's sure to be at plus numbers on the over. And I would still like that. Remember, he faced the Cubbies about a week ago on April 6th. 5 innings pitched at Wrigley, 0 earned runs, walked 4, only gave up 1 hit, and struck out 8. This is a guy that has already logged an 18.1 swing strike percentage, which is very impressive in that Sabre metric so far this season. The Cubs are number 12 in Major League Baseball in total strikeouts. They're netting 33.1% in terms of a K rate on the year and striking out 9.9 times per game. Peralta's got electric stuff. That fastball slider combo is absolutely filthy. The Cubs could not dial it in and make contact with him in the first turn. I think it's going to be a similar case here the second time around, though there will be some adjustments. Still, at 5.5, heck, even 6.5, I think it's too low. I think he's going to have at least 7 punch outs in this one. So fade or follow Freddie Peralta over, in this case, 5.5 strikeouts.
I will follow because I know that it kind of takes a little bit of extra juice for you to pick against your beloved Cubbies. And so I think
Lundy. I mean, they got boat raced by the Pirates in back-to-back games over the weekend.
I know. Well, you had the magic 9 times in terms of the swing and a miss. So, yeah, this feels like a really solid number. And, again, we got to watch and see what happens when it gets posted. Pulling this number from our friends at Monkey Knife Fight, 5.5. It does feel like a 7 strikeout kind of game. And so I think that even if it does wind up at that 6, 6.5 number, I think you still jump on this as soon as it is posted and then kick back and watch Freddie P with the K's.
Yeah, Peralta's going to make a whole lot of pennies tonight there inside Miller Park.
Number one.
All right, last and certainly not least, and I may work in an additional bonus time, Lundy, in regards to this game, but let's first focus on the runs output for the San Diego Padres going up against those aforementioned Pittsburgh Pirates. This game at PNC. And I'm going to take the over on 4.5 runs scored for the visiting club here. Now, the Padres are only averaging 3.9 runs per game, but they're number 6 in total OPS in Major League Baseball. In fact, they've only hit 5 runs in 3 of their first 10 games. Still, I think they're going to get at least 5 runs on the board tonight. Why? Trevor Cahill, the gift that keeps on giving, is on the mound for the Buccos. His last turn in the rotation against the Cincinnati Reds, Four innings pitched, seven earned runs, nine hits, two walks, and struck out four. The journeyman was serving up softballs, and I think that's going to be the case tonight. Yes, I know there's no Fernando Tatis Jr. in the lineup, but there's still enough punch and enough firepower for this Padres team to get to at least five runs. So fade or follow Santiago over 4.5 runs in Pittsburgh.
I'm going to follow, even though this is one that you just, as you pointed out, that goes against the trend of what they've been doing so far this season. They've actually only beaten this run total three times. Yep. Over the course of the season. But those are the kinds of things that the law of averages, especially in the world of baseball, start to catch up to you. And in this matchup against Pittsburgh, I do think the Padres can get it done. So, yeah, give me the over with their total at 4.5. I think they score six in this one and get the W against the Bucks.
Yeah, and bonus time. As promised, let's zero in on a specific hitter that I like in this game. Trent Grisham, over 0.5 runs scored. I'm all over that one. No matter what the juice is, I've seen it in some places anywhere between minus 140 to 150. Has yet to post on DraftKings. It doesn't matter. Jump on this while you can before the juice skyrockets to Pluto. But the leadoff man, sweet swinging lefty, since returning from the IL due to a hamstring injury, he's played three games. He scored a run in each of those games. Also blasted a pair of home runs in those three contests. I think he puts foot on plate at some point in this game. And maybe I'll get a little double time action here as Grisham will be a key cog. And of course, not only hitting his individual player prop, but also the over on the 4.5 runs. And that is a wrap on this edition of the Fade the Noise podcast. Please follow Lundy on Twitter at Nate Lundy. You can follow me there at Noisy Huevos. Drop us a rating and a review, would you kindly, if you enjoy this program. And check out FTN Bets, FTN Fantasy, FTNDaily.com. For all of your fantasy sports and sports betting content needs, use that promo code Evans, E-V-A-N-S, to score 10% off your subscription today. And until next time, as always, fade or follow, that is up to you.
Fade the noise.